You're listening to SarasotaDog.com, audio edition, The Daily Bone.
This episode is brought to you by The Fur Nanny, available for drop-ins, daily dog walks, overnight stays, 24/7 care. Visit furnanny.com or call 941-315-1156. That's 941-315-1156.
Welcome to Sarasota Dog. This is the audio edition, and today I'm delighted to have Candace Botha with us. She's the publisher of Sarasota Pet Magazine, and Candace is working on a really exciting project to produce a cookbook. Hey, Candace, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
So far, so good. I wanted to fill our listeners in about the cookbook and what you're working on so that they can get on board.
Well, I'm very excited about this project because it has the potential to earn more than $59,000 for our local animal groups.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a full-color book with a spiral bound, which is very important for most cooks because they like their cookbook to be flat on the counter.
It's so much easier to use that way.
Absolutely. And what's most unique about it is I'm collecting recipes from pet owners within the community. And because it's four color throughout, each of the recipe pages is going to be in color with favorite recipes from the community.
Right.
And there will be a picture of the pet owner with their pet on each recipe page.
Oh, that's awesome. So,
yeah.
How many recipes are you expecting?
I'm hoping to collect about 160. And
okay.
And just to clarify,
they are recipes for people food, right?
Well, there's going to be a section for pets as well. I have had some entries for some spinach balls for dogs, which are supposed
right.
to be very nutritious and delicious.
That's awesome.
And I've had even recipes for fish food.
Mm-hmm.
That you can make yourself. But I'm telling you, it's a project that my mouth is watering constantly because I've received some great recipes that I'm thinking, oh, I really want to try this one.
Right, right. So should people also send a photo of the dish or no?
No, I'm not looking for photos of the dish. I think that would have been too much to ask for people. You know,
right.
It's hard enough to get a picture of. Some people don't even want to give a picture of themselves with their pets, so I'm getting some just of the animals, which is fine.
Right.
But, I think it would be too much to ask, but I'm hoping at some point after the cookbook is out to have a committee select some of the best recipes in the book and have a contest to judge which ones are the best. And at that point, we'll make some of the foods and then have a nice gathering. And,
like a cook-off.
Exactly, exactly. And then award some ribbons and also obviously sell the cookbook so that the rescue groups can make profit on it.
That sounds really fun. So the recipes can be everything from entrees to dips to hors d'oeuvres.
Yep, to dessert.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dessert.
Salad.
Okay.
Anything.
So how do we enter? How do we do this?
Well, if people go to the website, www.sarasotapet.com, there is actually a form online that you can use to enter your recipe, and then just send a photo by email to either sarasotapet@aol.com or publisher@sarasotapet.com.
Gotcha.
Or you can just send an email to either of those two addresses with the recipe in it.
Okay, that's awesome. And then I heard you say that you're hoping to raise $59,000 for the rescue groups. How do you decide how that gets distributed, Candace?
Well, some of the rescue groups are going to be selling the books in stores. Like, for example, I've picked six different rescue groups at this point to work with. I'm working with Safe Haven Animal Rescue of Florida,
mm-hmm.
Kickapoo Rescue, Cat Depot, Humane Society of Sarasota County, Southwest Great Dane Rescue, and Fast Friends Greyhound Adoption.
Mm-hmm.
Cat Depot has a beautiful gift store.
They do.
And they're going to put the cookbook in the gift store. Southwest Great Dane Rescue is operated by Val at Holistic for Pets, so she'll be able to sell the cookbook in Holistic for Pets in both Bradenton and Sarasota.
Right.
Safe Haven and Fast Friends have wonderful volunteers, and I know they'll be able to go out and sell the book and also put it on their website. Kickapoo Rescue is actually having a fundraiser on November 4th, so we're going to try to pre-sell the books at the fundraiser.
Gotcha.
and they can be sold at West Coast Veterinary Center. And I've also had some local pet retailers who have volunteered to sell the book in the store, making no profit for themselves, but just to help the rescue groups.
Oh, that's wonderful. And what about online? Will people be able to purchase it from SarasotaPet.com?
I am going to put it up on my website. I also go to a lot of events, and I will have the book at different events that I attend, and will then distribute the profits among all the groups.
Right. Okay. So for those of you who don't know Candace, you'll be able to see her picture at SarasotaDog.com next to this podcast, and then you'll be able to check her out at some of the fabulous events we have around town. Well, Candace, this is an awesome project, and I'm grateful to you for undertaking it. It must be daunting to gather all this material, but I'm sure it'll be a great book, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, the key to the book, there's also advertising in the book, because the printing cost, obviously, with a spiral-bound book is quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to, I want the profits, 75% of the profits are going to the rescue group, so I want the advertising to cover, obviously, the printing bill, so we don't have to worry about that.
Right.
And the key is to get recipes in as soon as possible, because the rescue groups want to be able to sell the book for Christmas. And it
right.
was a wonderful Christmas gift.
Well, what's the deadline?
Well, originally the deadline was this Friday. I'm going to have to extend it for a couple of weeks. But getting the recipes formatted for the book is the easy part. You know, I just need to have the recipes in hand. And I know everybody has favorites, either traditional favorites that have been passed down through their families or, you know, favorites that they might have come up with themselves. Does not have to be a complicated recipe. It really takes 10 minutes to type it in and send it off. So please, please, I encourage everyone to participate. You can have your picture of you and your pets in a cookbook that's going to be on everyone's shelves for years to come.
Right. Well, again, it's an awesome project, so everyone, please send your recipes in soon. Candace needs them to get the book done so that the rescue groups can benefit. Thanks again, Candace.
Thank you, Mary Lou. I truly appreciate it.
My pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye now.